sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
How did I get here? Dumb luck? Or good decisions? About marriage? Children? Money? About tomorrow?
Who matters most to you says the most about you. At MassMutual, we're owned by our policy owners, and they matter most to us. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. Ready to plan for your family's future? Contact Hoopas Financial Group at 312-347-1660.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Sports.
The Bears have hired a new head coach, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home tonight against Lake Erie at 7, Saturday night against division rival Rockford. Bears have a new head coach. John Fox gets the job in a four-year contract. Fox with 119 career wins in his 13 seasons as a head coach in the regular season, plus six division titles, two appearances in the Super Bowl, and he'll be formally introduced at Alice Hall Monday morning at 11 o'clock. We'll have it for you live here on 670 The Score, presented by Hyundai. Meanwhile, one of his former quarterbacks, Jake Delhomme, on The Score this morning, thinks Fox brings all the right attributes to the job.
In a word, I would have to say gritty. We were tough football teams. We were tough-minded football teams that got after you, and we were going to play until the end. There was a never say die. That's kind of the mentality John brings.
MullyandHanley.com for that entire interview. While Fox Sports' Mike Garofolo is reporting that the Bears are expected to try to interview Mike Mularkey to be the offensive coordinator if the Titans grant permission. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Just two teams now looking for a new head coach. Denver is one of them, and they're losing candidates. Terrell Austin of the Lions and former Bills head coach Doug Marrone have canceled their interviews, waiting to see how things go with Baltimore offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak over the weekend. Joe Paterno's wins could soon be reinstated by the NCAA after a settlement proposed by Penn State with the NCAA. The school will commit $60 million to programs for child sexual abuse prevention and treatment of victims. Bulls and Celtics tonight in Boston. Joakim Noah is out. Won't play because of his injured ankle. The Bulls against the Wizards on Wednesday. Noah didn't play in the second half of that game because of the injury. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Corey Crawford expected in net tonight at United Center as the Blackhawks skate against Winnipeg. Hawks have lost three in a row against the Jets. Baseball Cubs convention starting later at the Sheridan, while the Cubs avoid arbitration with several players, including Jake Arrieta, who gets $3.63 million. The Score's Matt Spiegel reporting there's only a slight chance the Wrigley Field bleachers will be ready by opening day. White Sox avoid arbitration today with Tyler Flowers and Jeff Samardzija. Samardzija getting $9.8 million, while the Phillies have claimed outfielder Jordan Danks off waivers from the White Sox. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. The road to the big game is brought to you by Caesars, the Link Hotel and Casino. It's a new year, New Vegas. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Andrew is on The Score.
Yeah, I'm excited about the John Fox hire. And what I'm worried about, though, is that
If they finally can decide to cut bait with Shane McClellan.
They're looking at everything.
What I'm worried about, though, is since he was the first-round draft pick, would
it's not,
Phillips come it's in?
No, no, Ted Phillips is not involved!
Oh, Lord.
Ted Phillips is not making decisions on players! No!
First-round draft pick?
Ted Phillips is not making decisions on players!
That call was going to the bank.
Hang up!
Well, we got everything on the bingo card now.
That's just
I'm worried about that Shane McClellan.
Nobody in this building drafted Shane McClellan.
You know who should be worried most? Shane McClellan
should be worried.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report.
I think they could do a lot worse. I don't know. It's tough with John Fox because during his time at Carolina, they were just very inconsistent. If he's going to run his defense 4-3, very good at developing defensive linemen, I think that's good news for the Bears. If he can come in and kick-start the defense, make a smart offensive coordinator hire to where he doesn't have to worry about that side of the ball, then I think it makes more sense. But just to say John Fox by himself, not that impressive of a hire, but I do like his credentials on defense.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers and Bernstein.
Do we have a single day that isn't polluted by idiocy? One?
I'm here. Idiocy is my calling.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's the perfect introduction right there. 305 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. Our next guest is a guy I think I've known more than 30 damn years.
He joins us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. He writes for CSNChicago.com. He is on Twitter at CSNMoonMullen. John Mullen's on The Score. Hey, John.
It's been a while, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great.
Duke, I think this is a really good day for the Bears. I think not just the fact that the improbable happened, but how it happened, I think, are both good for their own reasons.
Well, you know, I really agree with that. I think the process, the whole execution of this by Ryan Pace is I was really kind of, whoa, this young guy gets it. The process all the way back to getting someone like Ernie Accorsi involved, which left, you know, their search field was only six guys, was six or seven, I think, total, meaning you already had a well-winnowed field to begin with. And I guarantee you, Jake Lazor was not the only one who knew that if something went haywire in Denver, that John Fox was going to come on the market. Mm-hmm. So that this whole thing was started well. It started well, and then I was so impressed with Pace doing the second interview out there, which, you know, if you remember in his opening press conference, how he was really adamant about the shared or the working relationship between coach and GM, which, again, everybody can pay lip service to that. But this young guy, he gets on. The GM has John Fox, who's certainly an esteemed veteran, comes to Chicago. And then for the second interview, you know what? I'm going out to see you, which I thought was a statement in itself. And it wasn't like Mike Martz going down to be interviewed by Jay Cutler to see if he could become his offensive coordinator. So the process throughout has been, I thought, really, really well handled. And it produced, I think you could call Pace a miracle worker. He appears to have hired a coach that Jay Cutler can't get fired. I think this will end the streak of three.
Well, yeah, you know, Moon, that's correct. That he does. He goes out there and makes damn sure that if that phone's ringing, he ain't answering because he's sitting there. I mean, other teams, I don't know who else would have been interested, but I would assume there would have been some somewhere. And he's sitting there now. He's out there. He's sitting in the guys wherever they're sitting. He's there with them. So he's not answering the phone. Oh, yeah. Ryan, put this on hold a second. I got to talk. No, he chased him down. He made damn sure that wasn't going to happen. Here's what we're thinking. We're thinking Bears coach when you leave the building. And then we're thinking Bears coach because I'm going to go to your house.
Yeah, I mean, there was really an agreement in principle when he left. And that is a true way to describe it. Again, you know what the market is, or John Fox doesn't even get on a plane to come to Chicago. But you know what those two guys did last night. They're sitting in a restaurant. They're going over the roster on a napkin. So this is good. I mean, I'm very impressed. Ryan Pace has already scouted this roster just by virtue of his position as in pro personnel with the Saints. Now you add in John Fox, who, again, he doesn't play them that often, but this guy knows something about what works at the NFL level.
Do you have any preferences when it comes to coordinators, either stylistically or individuals?
Offensively, I don't know. And the odd part here is not to send a wave of panic here, but, you know, what the Bears have gotten is a really accomplished defensive coach, and you just hope he gets the coordinator right. But the last guy, wait, didn't that happen a couple of years ago? Now, I think this will be a little bit different. The interesting thing, guys, on the defensive side is, and I really, really went into some depth looking at both the Carolina and, but more important, the Denver, the way they play defense. The Bears really don't have the personnel that runs the kind of thing that John Fox does. He plays a two-gap traditional, more like the Greg Blush kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you have three mastodons and a little guy up front. The Bears don't have that. I think the only guy who really is an immediate fit is Ego Ferguson, 315 pounds, a kind of true nose tackle, and probably Jeremiah Ratliff. And, you know, Kimbo Slice is about 33 years old. So those are the only guys. I think Jared Allen was asked to play some two gap last year, and he was playing out of his traditional role. In fact, I was having breakfast with a veteran yesterday, and he said, yo, Jared was fit to be tied because he'd be told to lock up on the left tackle and guys would go around the edges, and you know, he wasn't getting sacks, nor was he able to stand up to these guys. So the bigger picture is, do the Bears have the personnel to run what Fox traditionally runs? And, you know, Ego Ferguson's 290 pounds, 285 pounds. He has played at 320 at Oregon, right. but he was fat and bad.
But Paya fits in, doesn't
Paya,
he?
No, Paya.
See, I think Stephen was not drafted as that. Lovey traded up. They traded up in the second round to get him, not as a nose tackle, but as a three technique. Mm-hmm. He is not a stout. You know, his playing weight is more like in the range of 290 to 295 as well. He is not a. You know, you look at Denver. You got Terrence Knighton, 330 pounds. Right. Again, all these guys are people that Fox brought in. You have, I'm blanking on the left end, who's 285 pounds, which now you're looking at like Philip Daniels, Brian Robinson types.
Right.
And the other tackle was a first-round draft choice in 13 of Fox, which is Sylvester Williams, 315 pounds. They only have one or two of those kind of guys, so there's going to have to be a little bit of a, we'll see how this works out when they get into personnel, because yeah, they could run a 3-4 because they didn't have big fat guys.
Now, they did apparently, Moon, they've already contacted Mike Mularkey. I don't know what you think mm-hmm. of him as an O-coordinator, but he's already, now the Bucks tried and Titans said, no dice, go away. And the Bears also are seeking permission. Do you think anything of him as the offensive coordinator? Is that the kind of guy you're talking about? Well, he could just take it over and do it his way, and that's fine with John Fox.
Yeah, the thing I like about Mularkey through his time, you know, getting fired, first of all, can humble you if you are all full of yourself. So he's been through that.
Mm-hmm.
What the book on him is, he's not an O coordinator type who's all full of himself. And somebody told me that last week, we were talking about whether it should be offensive or defensive coaches. And this guy said, defensive coaches play reality. They play what's in front of them. They play what breaks the huddle, what the offense shows. Offensive guys want to show you how smart they are. And we've certainly seen that. So Mularkey does not fit that category, and I think and arguably even Kyle Shanahan, if that's another name that comes mm-hmm. into play here, I think they're going to work well with Fox, who is not looking for somebody who's out to prove how smart they are. Just don't turn the damn ball over.
Well, see, I would be more intrigued by Kyle Shanahan because it's that kind mm-hmm. of offense, the stretch plays, the zone runs, the allowing mm-hmm. Matt Forte to stick his foot in the ground and pick a hole and cut it back up in there. I think that in the moving the pocket, moving the passing point a little bit, and the track record really is there for Kyle Shanahan. So, I mean, I think for novelty's sake, why the hell not? I'd love to see some of this stuff that stretches out the field a little bit more.
Yeah, I like it as well. And I think you've got some guys who are, you know, got, let's say Roberto Garza, for instance. Again, not a guy you're building your offensive line around, but using him as an example, the zone approach may be better with a guy like that than trying to just, you know, butt up against guys and use power all the time. And to me, Shanahan, in fact, anybody should look at this job and say, you know, Foxy's 30, he's 60 now, and he's going to be in 4 or 5 years. Obviously, maybe he's going to want to scale it back. If things are successful here, you can become the next Bears head coach. Now, if you prove you can do it, you will have established your system in Chicago. And I think this is a very good situation for an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's just something. It's so un-Bears-like that we have to celebrate it, Moon. I mean, because we've known each other long enough to know. I even knew you when I was 37, like Ryan Pace. So I mean, we go that far back. I mean, it's just so damn un-Bears-like that you're still shaking your head, going, "Oh my God, he did this. He chased him down. He got him." And you add something. And look, maybe some of these guys are interviewing and got jobs as new coach. Maybe they're great. I don't know, but I know this team could use an established coach who can get this locker room back, see what the hell's there, and go from there and draft somebody. That's all. That's all I want. It, very simple, but take the locker room back. I think John Vox can do that. And then it's up to Ryan Pace and everybody else to draft real players. It's simple.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, it's the punchline to all of this is if Pace drafts well, everybody's going to look good. But you know, they actually have gone out and gotten the hot guy once before, and it was Dave Wanstead. Mm-hmm. And Michael McCaskey, to his credit, he got in there, he rolled up his sleeves, and beat the Giants to him. And he was the hot coach at the time. Again, there's no difference about this thing. What happened, what didn't work, was Dave was given a higher profile in personnel. In fact, they really turned Bill Tobin, you know, it was more like the coach advised Bill Tobin. Well, when the regime changed with Michael McCaskey in charge, Dave became the decision maker, and Tobin and those guys became more of the scout. They became more of the advisors.
Yep.
Under this situation, you've got a coach who knows what he wants, who knows the kind of guys that work for him. You look at, you know, he goes into Carolina with the number two pick, and they come away with Julius Peppers. He goes into Denver with the number two pick to get Von Miller. How's that for a track record?
I so like it.
He knows what works. And I think Dave, you know, I think in this situation, Ryan Pace has that personnel control. Fox doesn't. I don't sense with John that he's the kind of guy who wants to tell this kid how to do things. But he's going to tell him what he needs, and he's going to be able to help him. And I think Pace listens. Like I'm sure he listens. This is what we need, and we'll go get it. I'd be very surprised if you don't see an edge rusher or a really kick-ass linebacker with that number seven pick based on what Fox has done in the past.
John, thank you. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
All right, Moon, thank you.
That's John Mullen from CSNChicago.com. Tom Thayer joins us next on the Boers and Bernstein Show. It's a news day on The Score.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new head coach. Former head coach of the Broncos, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Let's talk AFC Championship game. I'm looking at the Pats and the Colts, and I've got to say, all the pressure is on New England right now because they've got to look at it every single year. Every single year, they're the team to beat, but they have not finished in a decade. Every year, they ante up. Every year, they cash out early. So you have to think this is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's last best shot together. That's why they'll get theirs on Sunday. Nothing against Indy, but nobody really thinks they're going to win this year, but everybody knows they'll be back for years to come. The AFC Championship game may as well be the Andrew Luck Invitational for the next decade. But right now, the Colts don't run, the Colts don't stop the run, and their run is going to end Sunday. Belichick is in his ninth conference title game. It says right here he wins number six. We're on to Arizona. Pats 30, Colts 27. I'm Jim Rome.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit Progressive.com/Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 3:22 Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Boris and Bernstein, our conversation about the Bears continues.
We've been busy on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline today. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Former Bears guard, Super Bowl champion, and radio analyst on our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9. Tom Thayer is with us on the score. It's a nice news day for the Bears, Tom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Dan and Terry. I think, you know, the fan base for the Chicago Bears have been asking for a head coach with experience for years, and they finally have it. And now it's going to be interesting to watch John Fox, what he does with his experience.
Is it tough, you know, because we heard a lot of this, Tom, and you're the guy, you were in a weird locker room. Is it tough for a guy to come in, and even a veteran guy, and although I think this is his strength, to kind of regain control of the locker room, get some respect, get this thing going in the right direction? I mean, I don't know how many players are actually in there, but is it difficult for the guy to actually sort of control this locker room again?
No, you know, because I think John Fox, he's going to go in there with a lot of respect anyways, from top to bottom. But I think the key ingredient when you look at guys like John Fox is they have the ability to hire the right assistants that take control of the room also. So it's not totally reliant on John Fox being the gatekeeper or whatever you want to call him. It's about him putting quality assistants out there that have the ability to control each of their rooms, you know, in a positive effort, to, you know, in ultimately in control of what John Fox wants everybody to be pointed at.
Now, I think people have the image of it being like a movie of the coach standing in front of the room and orating and everybody charging out of the practice field. But it's much more subtle than that because it's a huge business. And you're dealing with very expensive talent, and you've got 53 millionaires in there that you're talking to. So I think what you say is really important, that it's about structure, and it's about the unanimous message, the full buy-in that goes into the being consistent from the top down and hearing the same things all the time. And that's why he knows the assistants that are going to carry out what he wants done. And like you say, most of the contact these guys get with coaches is in their positional meetings. That's really where a lot of the work is done.
But what you said is true. You really want consistency in the message. You want everybody on the same page every time something's being said. And it's not being changed before meetings, after practice, before. And I think that's where Coach Fox is going to have the opportunity to draw back through memory of a lot of experiences he's already lived through. And whether you're facing the difficulty of seeing where a player fits in your future and his future, or what style of defense you think best fits this system, this talent base, and within this division to ultimately try to win the division.
Do you think, and I think there's some time, it's difficult to tell last year because you know, watching Bears football just made you hurt all over.
Mm-hmm.
But is there some, there have to be guys in that locker room that you're going to see play this year. And I'm talking more about defense and offense because, I mean, there's obviously some players there. There's some guys here and there. But defensively, they can't be as bad as some of them looked during the course of last season. At least I don't think so. I mean, are we likely to discover that under this new guy with a new defensive coordinator and everything that we do, there are a few more players on defense than we thought?
You know, Terry, ultimately it's going to come from a better effort from the offense. More time consuming, more scoring, puts the defense on the field less, that lets them to be fresher when they are on the field. Then I do think you can see huge improvements in the performance of the defense. But if they go out there and they need to have repeated stops, they're going for, you know, consecutive 10 and outs, they're so fatigued they can't run on and off the field, then they don't stand a chance. So that's the whole thing about the Bears, is it needs to be supported from their idea is offensively to keep their defense off the field, so when they are on the field, they're fresh and ready to go. But it's got to be complemented by solid special teams play and first down performance on offense. So, again, you keep those first down penalties out of the way.
With information moving as quickly as it does right now, and coaches more active than ever, social media, texting, etc., what's considered protocol as far as a coach contacting any players directly? I mean, I don't know if an old school guy like Fox is going to be texting players, but I know some do, and I know he wants to get to work, and maybe there's some sort of political outreach that is proper at this point.
You know, I think if you think you're doing it outside the lines, you can always communicate through agents. There's so many avenues of communication nowadays that you can get through. If you need to get your point across, if you need to get a message to somebody about the possibility of a coach in hiring, or you know where they stand on you know their feelings about the Bears or whatever subject. So I don't think anything is anybody's untouchable. It's just a matter of how you go about getting your message across and getting the communication across.
But I mean, like right now, as far as taking the job, I mean, sometimes coaches may just say, "Hey, can't wait to work with you." I mean, just right upon when the ink's not even dry.
No contact,
I know there are some guys, and certainly college coaches do it all the time. But I'm just wondering at the pro level if there are phones buzzing where they say, "Hey, I'm your new coach. Look forward to working with you."
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I think from the time the announcement goes down, you're on the job. And, you know, it's you don't get a chance to go fishing for 10 days and think about it. You know, you're getting ready to sign your contract, and you know, that momentum is started until kickoff of the first regular season game.
I guess for the first time in a while now, I'm kind of looking forward to that first regular season game, Tom, because there's always a sense of dread with Dr. Death coaching. But this thing here, you know, has some promise. I mean, I don't know what promise we hold here, but there certainly seems to be.
And maybe not this year.
Yeah, maybe not this year. But again, I expect to see better. I mean, that's not a very tall order to see better than what we saw last year. But I just think this guy has that kind of effect on a team. I could be wrong. Maybe it'll be the same old, but I just don't think that's what John Fox is going to allow.
Well, you know, I think the combo between Ryan Pace and John Fox and the years between them, but the experiences they have, what are they going to do when they come to pick number 7? Mm-hmm. Is there a guy that they really value can help be the future of the Bears? Or do they see that as adding more picks to a draft that they need more players because their roster isn't that healthy? So I do think along the way, we're going to have some question marks that we're going to be talking about either months or, you know, in the future anyways.
Well, I'm rooting for Kyle Shanahan to get the offensive coordinator job, as I mentioned before, because for the first time in a long time, I want to see some of that belly stretch stuff. Go back to that zone scheme and stretch out defenses and move the attack point a little bit. I know you talk a lot about line play, but it's just other teams seem to run it against the Bears, and maybe it's just because they're playing the Bears, but it sure looks good when they do it against
them. It looks good against the Bears. Yes.
Well, you know, if you do have the combination of aggressive offensive line play, it certainly makes that aspect of offense more easily done, and you know it has a better deception to it. So with you saying that you are assuming that Jay Cutler will be the quarterback,
no,
with Kyle Shanahan.
I'm not assuming anything.
Okay.
I just know that's what Shanahan generally has done wherever he's gone.
Well, and it's always been the predicted offense that we've always wanted to see for Cutler, is that movement, you know, role style offense that does put him outside the pocket.
Do you think he'll be the quarterback?
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he won't.
I'm wondering because Pace stopped short of a full endorsement when he had every opportunity to say what everybody else has said about him. He didn't.
Well, you know what I like? The one thing I like about Pace, I think everybody should be on notice. If you're not giving the effort that's expected of you to get this thing turned around, you shouldn't be here anyways. And that's the way that Ryan that's the way that you would hope to look at it, because you need the Bears ultimately to get better with your decisions.
There's some people very proud of him. So really, really happy with the job that Ryan Pace has done from the moment this started, that he's just been terrific throughout the entire process. And for me, that's, as I just mentioned to Moon Mullen, as much as getting this coach is great, the way you did it and what he did is really encouraging.
Yeah, I like everything I've seen out of it so far, and as a Bears fan, it's exciting to think about this upcoming season and the future. And like I said, there's going to be some landmarks along the way that we'll start identifying what the Bears hope to be in the future.
All right, my friend, we appreciate it as always. And see, I actually you did make Bears All Access the other night, and I thought it was with Zach, but it was with our Jim Miller.
Yeah, it was Jim Miller, your quarterback.
That's exactly right.
Thanks, Tom.
See you guys.
Tom,
take care.
Tom Thayer. Next up,
scoreboard update.
We've got a little behind the scenes thing. We've got somebody from KOA Radio who knows John Fox, who will let us know about him.
All right.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home tonight against Lake Erie at 7, Saturday night against division rival Rockford. John Fox is the new head coach for the Bears. He gets a 4-year deal to take over for Mark Trestman, who was hired 2 years ago to the day, and Fox will be formally introduced at Halas Hall Monday morning at 11. We'll have it for you right here on The Score, presented by Hyundai. Greg Gabriel on The Score earlier today. He thinks Sean Payton may have had something to do with this hire.
I would think that John would have had some conversations with Sean Payton about Ryan, and Ryan had conversations with Payton about Fox, and I think they were able to get together after that when both were assured that they could work with each other.
And so they will. BoersandBernstein.com for that entire interview. Fox Sports reporting the Bears expected to try to interview Mike Mularkey to be the offensive coordinator if the Titans grant permission. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Bulls play the Celtics tonight in Boston. Joakim Noah's out with an ankle injury. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Blackhawks skate against Winnipeg tonight at United Center. First game for the Hawks since Sunday. Corey Crawford expected in net for the Blackhawks. Baseball Cubs convention starting today at the Sheridan, while the Cubs avoid arbitration with several players, including Jake Arrieta, Chris Coughlin, Luis Valbuena, Wellington Castillo, and Travis Wood. The White Sox do the same with Tyler Flowers and Jeff Samardzija. Samardzija will get just under $10 million for the upcoming season. And the Phillies claim outfielder Jordan Danks off waivers from the White Sox. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service, Cassidy Tire. White Sox fans, join Lawrence Holmes broadcasting live from 6 to 10 p.m. next Friday from the Hilton Chicago during the opening night of Sox Fest 2015. Don't miss your chance to get autographs and up-close photos with your favorite Sox players. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, I mean, you look around the NFL and you see teams do this and do that, and you never see the Bears do any of it. You don't see, you even a guy like Mike Mularkey. I don't know if he's any good. I mean, he's been everywhere. He's apparently good enough that everybody seems to want him at some point, that he's done this job for a lot of different people, and he continues to have people interested. I mean, you see those guys hired. You see him hired here, there, and everywhere, and I don't know that it necessarily energizes the team. I know that I would hope the offensive coordinator of this team does provide something in all of this that you know, maybe it is a veteran hand they need. Maybe that's exactly what they need. Maybe all of it veteran. You know, if it's Kyle Shanahan, that's fine too. I mean, just somebody that, and again, you've got all these questions on offense. Because I wish you could find another quarterback. I do. I really wish you could find one.
It's very likely that you're going to have just a placeholder for this year, and then you're going to set off on your search. And my only disappointment in this whole thing is that the press conference isn't during our show, but that's okay, because I know that he wanted to do it earlier so he could get to work. He didn't want to wait, and that's fine. But I will tell you this. There's no question when John Fox is unveiled, we've got enough audio and video of that guy to know exactly how he looks and sounds, it's going to be better the new Niners head coach, Jim Tomsulo. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
I did not see any of that. I've seen these stories of saying, what the hell did the Raiders and the Niners just do?
Well, the Raiders, you understand what they did, but the Niners,
but
this
both
is...
both of them are kind of getting trashed.
I'm telling you, this guy's Russ Grimm. He may not even be Russ Grimm.
Can we hear a minute of it? We got a couple minutes here. Let me hear a little
bit. Yeah, sure. This was the rollout. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tomsulo.
He's a man of high integrity, person that we were low humility, has a lot of humility, I should say. And
this is Trent Baalke,
I'd like Jim to come up here now as the 19th head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
My journey's taken that family on, three continents, and nothing has been the norm. So I am used to not normal.
Lord have mercy.
He's used to not normal. It just kept going.
Is he troubled?
My journey's taken that family on, three continents?
Which is not true, by the way.
It's not?
Three continents? No.
No? Okay. Unless,
I think because he coached in Europe and here.
Yeah.
So in Europe, he was in Germany and Scotland and England. So unless, I think he thinks England is its own continent.
Oh, okay.
Incontinent.
Unless there was some secret trip to Antarctica in there.
Well, this sounds like a guy's going to inspire you.
Oh, no, but there was so much more.
Well, this is from afterwards. He sat down with someone from CSN Bay Area, and they're just kind of talking about some of his first orders of business. The 49ers.
As the new head coach, what's your first order of business? What do you want to do to kind of get yourself
headed down the right direction. What's the first order of business for you when you get into your office?
Went yesterday or today or
let's yeah now that all tonight, press conference
when we get
stuff
done right here, I got to get back on the phone.
You're right back on the phone.
I got to get going.
Oh, Lord, it was one after the other. I mean, you could just get people.
Oh my God!
You may have started campaigning for this job before it was even a job. Is that a fair assessment?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Oh my God!
It's ludicrous. Oh my
God. They hired an idiot. They hired a complete idiot.
Yeah, I think they did.
Oh my God.
There's some of the transcript stuff too, and then there was an announcement today. I saw that Florio had a ProFootballTalk.com. Like the team is now saying he's not going to do any one-on-one interviews.
That's probably a good idea because they asked him about his possible offensive coordinator.
You and me talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there?
Yeah, well,
Mark Trussman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
Same question, defensive coordinator. What do you give me an idea of what you're looking for? I'm not trying to trip you up.
Yeah. I'm really not going to talk about. I'm just not going to do
the style?
It out of respect to those people.
Is somebody smothering him with a pillow?
Like, had he been awake for like 72 straight hours at that point? Jeez. It'd be better off hiring Trussman. God, man.
This guy's doomed.
Oh my God.
Mark Trussman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
What about Danks?
He's been there since 97 or 2007. Have they ever met him before?
Oh my God.
How about this guy? He's been here forever. All right. Yeah. Hire him.
That's great.
Good. Yeah.
He's making up continents. It's ludicrous.
Oh, yeah. My favorite rapper.
That's
my God.
I've talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there?
Yeah, what?
Mark Trussman.
Seriously, I'd have to agree with him though.
I was just gonna say that Terry's stealing your bits.
Yeah, this guy's your next partner. Here he comes.
What he do that? Mark Trussman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
Who's the host?
Yeah, the host is kind of a clown too, isn't he?
Good. Hey, just you and me talking here. Hey, we're just
listening. Right, I'll just two friends hanging out talking.
Hey, all right, we're just talking sports.
Give me a name. I'll throw a name at you, Mark Trussman. Yeah. Like, give him a chance to answer.
Hey, just give me a name. Hey, we'll throw a name at you here. All right.
Have another Red Bull, pal.
Yeah.
It's quote of the year.
Andy Lindahl from KOA Radio is going to join us to talk about the Bears' new head coach, Nexus. On the score.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have hired a new head coach. Former head coach of the Broncos, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated. Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Radio.com and People Magazine want to sing you to music's biggest night.
Grammy nominee.
The Grammy goes to...
57th Annual Grammy Awards. trip airfare to Los Angeles and hotel stay. Enter now at radio.com/Grammys-sweepstake. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense or Facebook and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Go to NewYearsSweepstakes.com to enter today. The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago Newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago Weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Experience the Napa difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now, everywhere he's gone, he's been a success. I'm not saying that he hasn't been, but I know one of the reasons why, I believe one of the reasons why, that he ended up leaving Denver was because he could not get that team, over the hump and to the Super Bowl when they invested all that money into a lot of these new players. And, you know, where was Von Miller? Where was, DeMarcus Ware? And how bad was Aqib Talib for that defense here late in the season with the Peyton Manning, fiasco, with him being hurt and not playing well? Somebody has to be made the scapegoat. So I don't necessarily know that it's a scapegoat in this instance. I think it's probably more substance than perception there.
That is Boomer Esiason. He visited right here today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with Speaks and Manley. And that, look, I don't think at any point in time this year that Denver ever flashed that kind of defense that they thought they were going to have, that they went on and got. Did DeMarcus Ware ever impress you at any point during the entire season?
Not enough.
I mean, it seems to me like maybe the wrong guy, dude. John?
I'll say this, too. Boomer Esiason works his ass off.
Yeah, he does.
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is constantly... He hosts a damn morning show.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard enough to live your life as a normal human being hosting a regular morning radio show.
That's difficult, yeah.
I mean, Andy's got his foundation and all that. I mean, it's got to be like Jordy Nelson, where there's more than one of them.
There's one flashing wide open, in other words.
Well, just enough to cover all of his work responsibilities.
Yeah, he really is. He really, I mean, that guy is incredible. I mean, I guess he sees the chance to go ahead and do it, and then you relax later on. I don't know if he's going to do
how
that.
How many?
Yeah, he's everywhere and everything.
I would say this, too. How many former, we were talking about Troy Aikman yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Aikman's got a nice gig, but, you know, there's the posh travel and hotel stays, and then he does the game, and he's done.
Treated well, yeah.
But not Boomer. Has there ever been an accomplished ex-athlete, not just a guy, a highly accomplished, decorated ex-athlete who afterward did that kind of work in the media? Did all that? I know Michael Strahan's busy too, but
he is.
But all the TV and full-time morning radio in a top market, in the top market?
Yeah, I think Strahan's pretty close because he's on the top-rated Sunday show. He's on the Good Morning America. Isn't that what ABC is? It's Good Morning America. Is that right? The ABC Morning
Show? Yeah,
he's
on that as well.
He's on that as well. And then he's on, you know, Michael and Kelly or Kelly and Michael, whatever it is. That's a couple hours every day, isn't it? Or whatever the hell it is. He took Regis's place. I mean, that to me, that's that pretty high level there. I read a story about him, too, and he's really, I mean, it really is confusing sometimes to him as to where he is. But when doing all this, by the way, he stays in great shape. He works out. It's really quite something. But no, in terms of what you're talking about with Boomer, no. No, I think Boomer sort of blazed that path.
And writing sports minutes? Maybe he's got somebody writing the sports minutes for him. At some point, you got to have some help, I think. We've been looking forward to a conversation with Andy Lindahl, the Broncos sideline reporter of KOA Radio. I think he's finishing up something else right now as well.
I'm sure he's busy.
But that's a guy who has been around John Fox for some time now, and it'll be interesting to know what he thinks. We got Brad Biggs coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh, that's, you know, come on.
But I like what was said, too, about the way Fox conducts himself with the media. I don't really think he's going to be giving away information and talking X's and O's with people.
No.
But I just think there's going to be sort of that when we say, let's listen in live, it's not going to be that same feeling as it's Dr. Death talking about compliance or Lovie Smith, because that was awful, too.
Yeah.
Saying nothing about his coaching. And I know this is necessarily, well, what does that mean about winning? It doesn't. I'm not saying it does. But when the head coach of a team, when you hear from him as much as you do, when the guy's a part of your life, and man, wait till you hear Joe Maddon. Because that guy, pregame, before every game, postgame, whenever you want him, he can't wait. He's got stuff he wants to say. Yep. He's got things. And I think it's just going to be really refreshing for a lot of Bears fans, because it's been a long time since you had somebody that you actually wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't had that in forever. I mean, they haven't.
Well, I mean, Ditka was an entertainer, though.
No, he was an entertainer, but you didn't want to hear from Weinstein. You didn't want to hear from Dick Geron.
Correct.
I mean, and again, there's no correlation to winning, like you said, because any press conference with Bill Belichick is painful. Is painful to sit and listen to. And Mark Trestman was just so weird. It'll be nice just to have a normal guy, that gets in front of a, you know, behind a microphone and just talks. It'll be very nice.
Yeah, I think that's him. In a nutshell, that's who he is. I mean, he's not going to be weird. He's not going to be that good, that guy again. He's certainly not Bill Belichick. He's not going to.
He might be the worst to listen to.
Oh, Belichick is just. We have a new worst to listen to.
I will listen to every second of his press conferences.
Jim Tom Sula is.
I'm his number one fan. That guy is great. Belichick. Belichick, like, you can just stick a fork in your ear. He's the worst.
And the 630 says Jim Tom Sula is why the Bears had a mock press conference. And texts on the score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. There's more. You can go mining through that press conference. I don't know how you can roll him out and say that's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. You had the whole Singletary bit.
Yeah.
I mean, then you have the general manager saying he has what? Like, what does he say? Low self-esteem or something like that?
Humility.
Low humility.
That's the weather forecast, right? Isn't it? I know what he's doing either. He's a weirdo, too.
That's ludicrous.
Would you think that, you know, if you set the bar low, that the guy wouldn't be an idiot? Where'd you set the bar on this? Is that what you want? Somebody doesn't fight with you because he can't think? I mean, is that what this is?
Well, it kind of is.
Jim?
I mean, this...
Jim, what do you think of this?
And he's a regular Pennsylvania meathead. Homestead, Pennsylvania. He went to Catawba College.
Catawba.
And there he is. It's like Russ Grimm's dumber brother.
Well, the first thing I found that, I don't want to be sappy. I know this is a football thing, but when you find somebody you love, grab them, hold on to them, don't let them go. Okay? Because as long as you got them with you and you're rolling, we're going to be all right. So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing I learned was, why not? Why not? Okay, why? Why not? Let's go. Let's do it. Take the step. Let's go. All in. Okay? But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step in.
He is doomed.
Yeah, he is.
That is a complete failure. I don't know how long it's going to take to happen, but that is the voice of the football doom.
How could you do that?
Why not?
Is he Dr. Doom now?
Yeah. How could you do that?
What did they do?
What did you... I mean, you looked around at the NFL landscape and you found a moron?
Yeah.
What in God's name did you do to the 49ers? How hard is Jim Harbaugh laughing right now?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I don't know. You love somebody, you set them free, and don't let them go. And next time, why not? I mean, why? Why not?
He is holding them hostage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who the hell fell in love with this guy?
What was he talking about? The falling in love thing. And then why not? Let's go.
Wife?
Why not? Let's go. I don't know. Why? Why not?
Yeah.
Brad Biggs is next to talk about the Bears coach on the Score.
The Bears have hired a new head coach, John Fox. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With One Week Fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Bay Alarm Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System.